A press conference was held at the Vatican on Tuesday to present the International Congress Ecclesiae in America. One of the aims of the conference is to focus on themes of the new evangelization for the American continent. Addressing journalists was Cardinal Mark Ouellette, president of the Pontifical Commission for Latin America, and Supreme Knight of the Knights of Columbus, Carl Anderson. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Mr. Anderson about his hopes for the Congress.
What are the aims and objectives of this conference?
Well, I think we need to keep the message of Ecclesia in America alive and every new generation to explore its meaning and its challenges to us. That's number one. Number two, to look at the message of Ecclesia in America in the context of this great initiative of Pope Benedict XVI, which is the new evangelization, and to see it in light of the spiritual heritage of the Western Hemisphere, which, of course, must be seen as the message of Our Lady of Guadalupe in so many ways. So this Congress, I hope, will bring people from around the world, especially people from the Western Hemisphere, to begin to consider the challenges that we face, the mission of the Church, how we can cooperate together and build new bridges of unity, because in so many ways, the future of Christianity will depend upon what happens in the Western Hemisphere in the years to come.
You talked about America being ripe for re-evangelization, new evangelization. Does it worry you, secularization, globalization?
Well, I think if we look at what's happened in other parts of the world, certainly we cannot just take it for granted that Christianity will always flourish in a particular culture or society. So we have that mission, where we have so many Catholics today in North America and South America, to build on that and see the Church as growing and as new and as continuing to influence culture and society.
You talked about the laity having an indispensable role. How do you see that role?
Well, those are the words of Blessed John Paul II. And so we have to understand that And this is part of the conclusion of the synod, the recent synod of bishops on the new evangelization, that all baptized Christians have a missionary role. And the laity, its role is to go into society and bring gospel values and transform society according to the gospel. So not to compartmentalize our life, but to bring the gospel into our families, into our marriages, into the workplace, into the public arena, into the economy. This is the role of the laity.
Finally, with regard to Our Lady of Guadalupe, you are participating in this conference. You'll be speaking about Our Lady of Guadalupe. What kind of a shining light can she be for the new evangelization, but also in an age where there is secularism and globalization?
Well, I think there's one inescapable message with Our Lady of Guadalupe, and that is she comes to us as a mestiza, as a native person. So Christianity, as she is expressing it, is not something that's imposed from without, but is actually enculturated. So the gospel reaches every culture and affirms what is good in every culture, does not ask culture to or people to abandon its culture in order to assume another people's culture. So that's tremendously important as we look at the whole question of globalization today. And of course, the message of St. Juan Diego is that the role of the missionary role of the baptized Christian is not only for an elite, but is for everyone. And in fact, the real measure is spiritual greatness, not material prosperity. And so we find in many places in the world, some of the great Christians are those who are living in great poverty, but they have great spiritual riches. And this, of course, is the case with St. Juan Diego.